Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me is the wonderful, the joyful, the man who will never leave me for 3 days without telling me where he's going. It's Ronnie Karam. What's up, Ronnie?
Well, hello. Yeah, I won't shut up about where I'm going.
Me neither.
You know too many details with me.
Me neither. Me neither. It's Atlanta Day. I keep wanting to say Orange County, but it's Atlanta Day. Our second episode, we get to meet some new characters and everything. It's very exciting. Before we dive in, is there any announcements to be made? By the way, it is the holiday time, so be sure to get some Crappens merch. Go to crappensmerch.com. I'm actually wearing my little Hanukkah shirt that we have, or my Happy Ramonica shirt, which I love.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's good. So if you need some holiday gifts, crappensmerch.com.
Yeah, go check it out, everybody. Today is Real Housewives of Atlanta Day. Very full week over here. We're just going to keep steamrolling this on through Christmas, y'all. And like you said, we have two new housewives. We have a official housewife and a friend of. The friend of is LaToya, and the official is Drew.
Yes, and we also get our first glimpse at the lines, our taglines for the season. So we start off with Kenya, which is, if you don't like my shade, then step out of my shadow.
I like that. I think that's pretty
good. That was good. I like that a lot. I'm surprised it actually took so long to get to that.
Yeah. And then Candy. A little candy always helps sweeten the tea.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's pretty basic. You know, it's pretty base model tagline.
It's good.
For Candy.
It works. Drew. Now, Drew's tagline is funny because it's like really quiet, which is funny. She's an actress, so she should know how to project. But her tagline is like, it just the levels on it were all wrong. So it's like you could barely hear her. And she's like, I was in the game, but now I'm calling all the plays.
Well, it's that cell phone, you know, and it's not just COVID. It's always how they've done taglines, you know, mm-hmm. Like some of them sound like they're on speakerphone.
Yeah.
It's like, Lisa Rinna, just call in your tagline. All right, we'll be here. Just leave it on our voicemail. We'll get it.
I mean, if nothing compares to Dorinda this past season of New York, where she's like, I'm all Donna! I'm like, whoa, Dorinda. She's yelled at.
As in life.
Yes.
And then we get to Cynthia Bailey. I've been through the peaks and the valleys, and now I'm headed over the hills. Chills.
Yeah, I was like, not ready for that. At least she didn't say, like, I'm headed over 50 cents. I'm not headed over the hills and it cost me 52 cents, you know?
Yeah, I'm head over heels. I'm head over chills.
I wasn't sure if she said, I'm head over heels. I'm head over hills. I'm headed to the hills. I couldn't tell what the pun was. And honestly, I didn't really even care to go back and find
my kill.
Out. My kill.
The pun is my kill, yeah.
That's what I figured.
Chahil. Yeah, I'm head over Chahil.
Yeah, head over Chahil's.
And then Portia Williams. What does she say? Hers is the best.
She says,
obviously.
I may be social distancing, but I'm here for social justice.
I'm here for social justice.
Oh, and she's Portia. Also the center peach.
Portia has the center peach. It's also it's a crazy small cast this year, right? Why does it look so small? Is it always this amount of people?
They got rid of Eva and Nene, but then they took on Drew. I don't know. I mean, the Housewives cast always...
And they got rid
always...
of Tanya, too, because Tanya's not full-time, right?
She was never a full-time housewife. She just felt like it. And in fact, I was like, where is Tanya? She should be in this episode. And I kind of was like, I need my Tanya. I was missing her.
Yeah, she's coming. She was in the coming next weeks or whatever.
Which is good. She should have been at the wine tasting. I'm sorry. It feels like a small cast. But you know, the Housewives cast usually go between five and seven cast members. So what can you say? So we start off with Kenya leaf blowing outside, which was a non-glamorous look for her. Surprising. Enough that
well,
the music
stops.
Well, it's
just also Kenya to be leaf blowing on an enclosed patio, you yeah. know? It's like it has the glass that comes from the floor to like her mid-chest. So it's very Kenya. You know, she probably ended up with a lot of leaves on her.
Yeah.
And then Cynthia comes over. She sneaks around the back of the house. Mm-hmm. What are you doing?
And Cynthia's like walks up to the deck, but she's like all like super like tentative because she's afraid of snakes, because I guess she has a lot of snakes at her house, which, by the way, be sure to add that to the Zillow listing, Cynthia, when you eventually sell it. I'm sure people will love that.
So she's brought her a little temporary cooler with sparkling wine in it. And she has a toy for Brooklyn, which I cannot believe didn't make Kenya extremely jealous, because Kenya jealous of everything that baby gets.
That's true. And it's 93 degrees out, and so everyone's hot and sweating. And so Kenya has invited a new girl named LaToya, who she met through Kenya. And we see like a little flashback of LaToya saying she wants to, you know, she wants to set Kenya up with like a bomb-ass Nigerian man. So Cynthia is already getting a little jealous herself. She's like, I mean, you just met this girl and you already have her coming over to your home. I don't know what I'm missing. I'm like, Cynthia, that's called being friends with someone. Like,
yeah,
it's like you meet someone, you hit it off, you say, come on over.
Yeah. And she's a friend of Candy. And Candy is saying that she met her years ago. And she's like, she can be a lot.
Yeah,
she can be a lot. And she sure is. And she tells Kenya, she's like, so I hear you're single now. We can find some bomb-ass Nigerian men for you.
Yeah. And Cynthia's like, I love my girl Kenya, but mama takes some time to warm up to. And then we see flashbacks of Kenya just being vicious and awful to new girls like Tootie from Facts of Life and Eva, et cetera.
Yes. So LaToya comes over here and she's like, God, it's hot. I have a sweating problem. I drip. And yeah. Kenya's like, what's that song? Bring it to me. I like it funky.
Yeah. LaToya also says, she's like, wow, this is like the new chill spot. And I was like, oh, that's why Cynthia's mad. Because she had an unsanctioned use of the word chill.
Yeah, she's like trying to take her brand away in the first episode.
Yeah.
Throwing down the gauntlet. So LaToya's like, so how is it, Kenya, being with a Trinidadian man? We're crazy. We're all crazy. And Kenya's like, well, I was warned that they were cheaters. And she goes, yeah, we call them... Horner men?
Yeah.
Is that what she calls
them?
She
said Horner men. In case you didn't know, she tries to spell it, and they put big letters on the screen. H-O-R-N-E-R.
They're a man that cheats. Yeah, everything that LaToya says gets like a huge dictionary entry on the screen
yeah.
for some reason.
So then Kenya, in her biggest lie yet, says, I'm a great judge of character. I'm like, let's see. We started with Walter in your
Walter,
first season.
Yeah. Walter, the bug spray man slash fiance slash that was fake.
Excuse me,
and
who's a
in
tow
your
truck,
YouTube movie.
Tow truck operator. We have Matt. We have Mark. We have everyone. So, but she says that she really feels like LaToya and her could be friends, and she's just refreshing.
Yeah, because LaToya is going to come on and do all of her dirty work.
Absolutely.
You know, and make
LaToya's
makes
so
that
thirsty.
Very clear.
So thirsty.
So LaToya's like, yeah, 2020's been insane. You know, I'm getting separation and I have children. And then, I mean, he served me at home, which is good because I do want the separation.
Mm-hmm.
Which leads us to Kenya's separation. And it's like, well, we haven't filed yet, but we are separated.
Yeah. He is just very angry. I mean, I hope he addresses his angry. And LaToya's like, well, that's what we call Tabanka, okay? And he's going through Tabanka right now. That's a Trini thing. Kenya's like...
Tabanka on the screen. A love that isn't rewarded.
So Kenya's doing this. She's saying that she doesn't know how Mark's going to react if any papers get filed. And he's probably going to, like, fight with her. And so she has to always stay on her toes with him because high-conflict individuals want to fight. I'm like... Yes, I believe that that's true of Mark. Also of you, too. Don't act like you're not a high-conflict individual, Kenya.
So Cynthia's like, oh, Pete, here's to our future of chill being Cynthia and Mike Hill saying. Okay, so now, speaking of peace, I would like you to come to Lake Bailey, LaToya, because I've reached out to black-owned wine companies, and I want to have a tasting. And LaToya goes, oh, yeah, I want to see that river. And she's like, it's a lake. I just said Lake Bailey. Yeah. And she's like, don't you have a stream in your backyard or something? That's a river.
I'm like, are we really going to go at it over bodies of water? Also, like, well, first of all, Cynthia's also, I seem to remember, I think I got mad at Cynthia for calling it Lake Bailey because I think I took a stance that it was a pond more than a lake. I may revise that, but either way, I liked that they had this impasse.
Puddle Bailey.
Sinkhole Bailey.
Yeah, so now we go to the day after Portia's arrest, and little PJ Pickle hot dog is the cutest.
Yeah.
Maybe ever, of course. So she's walking all around. Miss Diane is taking care of her. And Lauren, the sister, comes in. And they miss Portia because she's been in jail over the protest. And so Portia calls and she's FaceTiming them. And the mom, of course, Miss Diane, is like, now, I saw the mugshot. What were you doing with that straight line across your face like Charlie Brown? What kind of mugshot was that?
Yeah, Portia's like, I was trying to fix my face to get ready for the photo, and they just snapped it.
And she's like, my Yelp review of the jail. The floors were hard. but I'm catching a flight. You know, so she talks about how she's so lucky because she gets to go home to kiss her mom and her baby, and Breonna Taylor doesn't get to do that. And she got to meet Breonna Taylor's mom and hugged her, and she was such a warm person, Tamika Palmer.
Yeah.
And, it's just a nice, touching Portia scene.
It's a nice
scene. And then we go over to dinner with Drew, the noob, and Cynthia.
So, the theme for this episode is that everyone is sweating. Everyone's sweating at all times. This poor cast has to shoot outside because of coronavirus in sweltering, you know, Georgia summer. So Drew has a boot on because she hurt her leg, and Cynthia's like, oh, you having some good quarantine sex with that leg on, huh? And Drew is like, yeah, I'm sort of, I don't know.
She's like, yeah, he doesn't care. He'll just swing the damn thing out of the way.
Yeah. So
Cynthia tells us who she is. She's a talented actress and a songstress, and they met through Eva. And Drew's like, yeah, you know, the way that this foot happened, it ruptured right after my first line of a play. I was co-starring with Leon, and here we are standing on stage, and my foot just ruptured.
Yeah. I would like to know more about that story. Like, what happened? What was it weird? Did you hobble off stage? And what play was it? I would really like to know that. But
did Leon hold you?
Did Leon caress you? Did you fall in love with Leon? Tell us
what
more about
Leon's
Leon.
Penis look like? That's what I need to know. So she tells us she's been here a year in Atlanta, and she loves that it's so family-oriented, but it also has industry here. She's like, hi, Tyler Perry. How you doing? Hoping to work with you.
Yeah, I'm like, okay. So so Cynthia is, so she wants to introduce Drew to Kenya, because, you know, they're both actresses, and Drew's
this
like...
This did seem kind of shady. She's like, have you met Kenya? Because she's acting as well. Lots of roles. I thought maybe you've bumped into each other? And Drew's like, no. We're probably going in different age brackets.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, no shade. Not saying she could play your mom. And she's like, well, older sister, maybe. I mean, I see young actors.
Or my good friend. She's like, yeah, I encounter, like, the Megan Goods at my auditions, you know, not so much the Jessica Tandys, you know? Mm-hmm. So then she tells us that, like, I'm an actress, baby. I've been doing it since I was 8. I was T-Boz in the TLC biopic, Crazy Sexy Cool, and I was in White Chicks, and I played myself on The Game, but she also writes and does music. So she's sort of like every annoying person in Los Angeles, to be honest. Like, oh yeah, no, I write, I do music. I also have an underwear brand. I'm getting into fashion, and I was just on a TV show. It's like everyone out here.
Yeah. She probably spends a lot of time in coffee shops with a MacBook.
Yes.
I say that as someone
who did that before coronavirus. I would sit in coffee shops with my MacBook and be like, I'm a writer.
So she asks how Ralph is doing, and that's her husband. And she's like, well, you know, he's been my caregiver and my nurse. We should totally double date. Yeah, let's do that. But marriage sucks, right? It's hard work. Yeah, we need to talk about that.
And then 8 hours earlier, and we see Drew She's like with her daughter, like in bed, and she's like teaching her daughter the ABCs. And then Drew's mom walks in, Pastor Jeanette, and she's like, "Happy anniversary to you." Happy anniversary to you.
I bet she sings like Luann.
Yeah, that was, she basically does.
Happy anniversary. So the mom's there, and they're doing like a breakfast in bed type situation for her for the anniversary. And Drew tells us her husband is Ralph David Pittman. He is an entrepreneur in that realm, she said. Yeah. Oh, in the IT realm.
Yeah.
And she's like, and we have three children. We've been together we've known each other 6.5 months, and we've been married for 6 years or something. Basically, they met and then they immediately got married.
Yeah, exactly. She met him on a press tour for doing the TLC movie. You know, we see him, and at this point I'm like, he is so cute. He just is adorable. What could possibly go wrong, right? So, Jeanette is like, so are you guys going to be, worshiping tomorrow? Are you worshiping on Sunday? And Ralph's like, well, we're going to plan to celebrate all weekend. That was kind of our plan. And she's like, oh, well, but just remember, it's because of God that you've been together for 6 years. A little worshiperino.
And Drew tells us that her mom is Mama J, and she came to help with the kids when COVID happened, and she stayed there. And she's like, and living together is not easy. You know, sometimes we're trying to have husband and wife time, and she'll just walk right in, and Ralph is butt naked. Mm-hmm. Put a lock on your door.
Yeah.
What kind of parent doesn't have a lock on their door? Have a lock on your door and, like, electricity hooked up to it, so if anybody even touches your door, they get electrocuted.
Yeah, little zap. And yeah. Then we see how Jeanette and Ralph don't always get along, and we see a flashback to 2 months ago of Jeanette being like, I don't usually go off, you have not seen me go off. I was like, oh my god, oh, this will be good.
Yeah, so she's got the mom in there now fighting with her husband. And so the mom agrees to take care of the kids on Sunday afternoon if they'll come to church.
Yeah.
Arr. So then we go to Candy's, and she's picking up Mama Joyce to go to Riley's graduation, but only two people can go because COVID.
Yeah.
You know, it's a running theme on Bravo. I mean, Bravo really trying to make this COVID thing happen.
COVID, or as Mama Joyce calls it, Covert 19. Covert 19. So they're just like talking about how it's Riley. It's like their first graduation, and they're just like really happy. And Joyce was really upset because for Candy's graduation, none of the girls from Escape went with her, went to the graduation, and Candy had to basically like leave the tour to go to her graduation. And then like as soon as she got her diploma, went right back, and they were all mad at her when it happened.
And of course, Mama Joyce is like, and I thought as hard as I worked for that diploma. Candy's like, it was my diploma. Jeez.
I know. And then we see like Candy's saying how she's not sure if she's ready to get rid of Riley, like to let go of Riley yet. And we see some pictures of Riley through the years a little bit. And then Candy's like, yeah, Riley's a strong personality that I'm proud of. And then the scene just like ends. I was like expecting a whole thing of like, remember Riley when she was 8 years old, like Riley through the years, sad music. And I was like all ready to cry for Riley. And they just ended the scene on me.
Yeah, this is like, so far, this is the second episode. And so far I'm thinking, ugh, like really, my honest opinion is just watching this, I'm like, this show needs to really do something. Okay.
Yeah.
I know we're all stuck in COVID. I'm glad they're making an effort, but I'm kind of like getting a little ugged out already. Like ugg meaning bored, you know? And man, do they change things up in the middle of this episode?
Yeah, this episode like picked up.
And then it just comes to life. Like you just need to put them all together again and then boom.
But first, Portia's with her mom and PJ and talking about the protest, and Diane saying how scared she was. And Portia was thinking about her grandfather and how he protested so much, and you know, she just sort of has to like find a new work-life balance. She's got to make up time at Dish, she's got to make up time with her daughter, and then there's like a, you know, then also like fitting Dennis into this situation, and like what is the situation with Dennis? Do they have a relationship? Are they gonna get married? Situation's getting more toxic.
Yeah, same thing with Dennis, basically. She's still mad that Dennis lives in the city and with her. So same thing pretty much with there.
Yeah.
And then we go to Cynthia's house with Chandler, her assistant.
He's adorable.
They're putting out bacon-wrapped little weenies.
Oh, my God. I thought they were bacon-wrapped dates. I assumed they were bacon-wrapped. Whatever they were.
Oh, maybe weenies, they were.
Weenies, dates, Pebbles, I don't care. I wanted them all.
Anything wrapped in murder.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm okay with that if that murder's delicious.
Put enough sugar on it, and it's delicious.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So, yeah, Cynthia's putting out a spread.
Kenya comes over with LaToya. And LaToya's like, I mean, with lakes, you can't see the other side. So it's a river. It's a river, damn it.
What are the odds that LaToya is QAnon? I mean, at this point, she really is not willing to accept a reality right now, which is that there is a lake in front of her and it's not a river. she really needs to get with it now.
So they meet Chandler and, you know, air kiss and do all that good stuff. And Mike's there and he's like, I'll just be waiting downstairs. You know, you guys have fun or whatever.
Yeah.
And so LaToya comes in and LaToya is hilarious. She's like, wow, let me test your sofa out. Oh, wow. So welcoming. Are those plastic plants?
Yeah. She's like, are those artificial plants? And then Kenya's like, Cynthia, are these fake grapes? Like everyone's just wondering how much stuff is fake in Cynthia's house. Is that a fake snake? Actually, that one's real.
And LaToya goes, oh my god, thank you for the food. It's so good. I love cold meatballs. Really?
Yeah, LaToya? LaToya's coming on like very hard. I mean, it was funny, but she is coming on hard. Like, she's kind of tacky, but she's going for it. She's like, I want a spot on this show.
But so comfortably tacky.
Yeah.
You know? She's not like last year. What was that girl's name? Who came way too hard and tried to start a fight Yovana. With Eva at that dinner. Yovana, yes, that bitch.
Yeah, Yovana was awkward. Like, yeah,
that bitch from Clark. But yeah, she's not awkward at all. She's like super comfortable. She's like, I'm just going to come in and start a fight with people.
Yeah, she's like self-assuredly tacky.
Yeah.
So speaking of which, Marla walks in. And what was her name? Chandler's the assistant? She just like, Chandler opens the door. He's like, hi, how are you? She's like, good. She just brushes right by Chandler. I was like, why don't you say hello to Chandler?
So she says hi to everybody, and Cynthia's like, okay, well, I'm going to sit you by your best friend, Kenya. She goes, well, we know how to act like ladies, don't we, Kenya? And Kenya's like, some of us act and some of us are. And Kenya tells us, Marlo has really fallen off. I mean, I don't think she's ever been on, but she's really fallen off, like into the ocean, into a dragnet.
Yeah. So Cynthia warns them all that Drew is coming, and then they start talking about, and she's like, oh yeah, you met her at my engagement, the engagement that you almost ruined. And Kenya's like, I feel like such crap that I nearly ruined Cynthia's surprise engagement.
I just want to show support. So then we go to Candy. And Candy has bought flowers for Riley. They're at home. And Riley's like, thanks, I would have preferred money, but this is good. Just kidding.
So Candy is so proud of Riley's diploma. It's so sweet. She's just like looking at it and totally cavilling. And it's so lovely. And then speaking of self-assuredly tacky, Todd then pulls out like a wad of cash. And he's like, here, Riley, you can have a wad of cash, which is like... I don't know, the whole thing, I mean, I don't know, I just thought, what's the difference between a wad of cash and a check? There is no difference, but for some reason, I felt like it just was, like, very ostentatious, and, like, for the cameras, like, look, I've got wads of cash, and meanwhile, Kayla is, like, eating a cup of noodles up in Manhattan, trying to, like in a stalemate with a rat, holding a broom, trying to, like, live her life, and Riley's just getting, like, a big wad of cash.
I think it's because they're always talking about how Todd is so cheap with the kids and he refuses to give them any money. And so he probably got a lot of shit online and was like, okay, here's a gigantic stash of cash. Now get off my ass, Twitter.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It was so much like for the cameras, not really for Riley. Like Riley just happened to benefit from his own insecurities. I was like, that's fucking Todd. Classic Todd.
Yeah. Well, I wish my dad would feel that insecure.
I mean, we all do.
So then we go back to the ladies, and they're talking about Riley graduating, and LaToya's like, I mean, what was Riley's first car anyway, a Porsche? Well, my sugar daddy bought me my first car. And Marlo goes, I want a sugar daddy. I've never had a sugar daddy.
They're like, Marlo. And she's like, no, he was old, and he was white, but he wasn't a sugar daddy.
He just bought, and then we see clips of her like, he bought my home, he bought my mother's home, he bought my family's home, he bought my cars.
Yeah, Marlo. So LaToya said that she met her sugar daddy when she was stripping, and everyone's like, ah. And then she gets up and starts like, sort of like, I don't know, it wasn't really twerking, it was just like stripper moves and everything. And Mike like is like now out of the basement, just like staring at her like.
Mike's
his eyes.
I'm so sorry.
He got like Super Mario Brothers about Mike's eyes.
Big, huge eyes. Yeah.
They were enormous.
And they just kept cutting back to his face, staring at her, twerking.
Yeah. And then Kenya and LaToya have this like really weird moment together where like Kenya's like, stop it or something. And then she's like fussing with LaToya's hair and it's like sort of flirtatious or whatever. And Mike is watching that like basically the kitchen island falls over from his boner.
Yeah, Mike's in recovering, you guys. Recovery. I don't know if you've heard of Chahil, the book, but
you know what?
You can't do that in front of Mike.
You know what? I hadn't heard of it, but thankfully Cynthia Bailey propped a copy up right behind the couch so that way we could all see it throughout this scene.
Oh God!
Did you see that? It was right behind Drew's head. It was right there, and it's like him, like shirtless, like grasping something. Like, oh, the torture of a man who cheats.
How hard it is for a man to get married who's banged 9 million ladies. I love that Cynthia's propping that up. That's kind of, I think for anybody else, that would be the most mortifying book to ever have released the year that you're supposed to marry a guy. But hey, you do you.
Yeah, it was just like so blatantly set up for this shoot. Like, cause it wasn't, I can imagine if you wrote a book, you put it somewhere, you put it, you know, so people can see it. But this was like right on camera, on a little table, facing the couch in a way, and I'm just like, okay, maybe Todd isn't so bad with his wads of cash.
So they're still talking about what a sugar daddy is, and Marlo's like, well, I have to look up the definition of sugar daddy, and it's like ding, because she looks it up on her phone, so we get another big definition. It's a very definition heavy episode,
you know.
And yeah. LaToya reads, a rich older man who lavishes gifts on a woman for her company or sexual behavior. And Kenya's like, why are you looking at me? And she's like, you want to pull my hair, just pull it, Kenya. Oh, do
that's
it.
What
yeah.
It was, that's why the hair pulling happened.
Yeah.
So then Drew shows up with Ralph, her husband, and Mike and Ralph are friends, of course. And so LaToya sees Ralph and starts doing this like, oh, did she bring her dude there here? I'll tell him he needs to leave, okay? I'm like, wow, you are really comfortable with this group of ladies, aren't you? You're just now going to start kicking people out of a party that you're a plus one from? Okay.
And Kenya's like, oh, Cynthia, where do you get these strays from? Do you visit the local pound? And then LaToya, you know, basically everyone's meeting these guys now, Drew and everybody. So Kenya's like, well, seeing Drew, I'm just kind of underwhelmed.
Yeah, and the producer's like, but you thought her husband was hot, right? She's just, well, I mean, her husband was cute, yeah.
So here we go with some Kenya on a husband again.
Well, they're made for each other, it seems like. So Kenya, Kenya also chimes in with her passive aggression. She's like, I didn't know it was a guy thing.
What happened to your leg or your knee or your foot or your ankle, whatever that is?
And she's like, oh, it was my ankles. I was doing a stage play. It happened on a stage because I'm an actor. So I was on a stage of a play. So that's how it happened.
Yeah. And LaToya goes, I don't care about that right now. I just want wine, which is so rude. Like, it is so rude. I'm like, you're so tacky.
And she turns to Kenya and she goes, she has a pet on her head. I need wine.
So then Kenya's like, have we ever met? Maybe playing, you know, young girlfriend number two, maybe both together, huh?
She's like, no, I haven't been on YouTube, but, you know, we may have mutual friends. And she goes, who? She goes, I don't know, like maybe some actors.
And she's like going to go start reciting, do like the name game. And LaToya goes, I'm sorry. I just have to say one thing. This is why I don't like you, Drew. And it's like, bum, 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 bum.
But then it's like, you don't like me. What? It's like, because of the game. Because you broke up Melanie and Derwin on the game.
It's like, ah, ha, ha. And Drew tells her that, like, basically a lot of people get mad at her for whatever happened on the game. But she's like, art does not imitate life. Okay, I'm not like that. So Marlo's like, So you're working right now. You can get Kenya some jobs.
She's like, please get Kenya some new gigs. So she goes into the kitchen to get some food with LaToya, and she tells LaToya, don't be telling Kenya your business, girl. She'll use it against you. And LaToya's like, so you're saying don't take her advice? And she goes, well, take advice like as in how to pronounce certain words, but she can't keep a man if Jesus paid her.
So if you're looking for elocution, yes, but otherwise, keep it all to yourself.
And LaToya just cracks up at her, which I thought was really funny. LaToya has found a kindred spirit in Marlo.
So the ladies, they all go outside, and Cynthia starts telling us that she still doesn't get why having all her families and friends at the wedding is important to her. And I think then the rest of the world is saying, why don't you get what a pandemic is, Cynthia?
Yeah. Yeah. So then LaToya's like, oh, we just met. So lady with the cold meatballs and the plastic grapes, I'd love an invitation to your wedding. That'd be great.
Yeah. So now Mike and Ralph have a bro on bro talk down by the dock. And Ralph is like, yeah, our relationship was utopia at first. It was awesome, you know, because I value happiness. And bro, I was her nurse, okay? I've been her nurse, and like, man, her mother-in-law lives with us, and she's like type A, and I'm a dominant man, you know? So, like, bro, and I'm like, as soon as he starts talking about how he's a dominant man and like how, like, you know, he values his happiness, I'm like, a douchebag, you're hot, but a douchebag, should have known, because you're too hot to not be a douchebag.
Yeah, and he's like, yeah, I get so mad that I just have to leave the house, you know? I mean, I've left for days before, because I have to take time off. You know, now I'll make sure everything's together so that they don't miss me, you know, and by that I mean spy on my wife when she doesn't know it.
Yeah.
With hidden cameras. But, you know, if I'm not happy, that's not good for anybody. And this whole conversation started with Mike going, oh my God, you've been married 6 years, so are you about to get the 7-year itch? Like, when that's all Mike can think about is cheating.
Yes.
Like, that's literally all Mike can think about.
Yeah.
Trouble. There's trouble ahead with Mike. I'm sorry to say it.
There is trouble, and there's trouble with Ralph. There already is trouble with Ralph, but like the fact that he's like, this conversation is just a justification for what we find out is like really bad husband behavior. And just of him like, I'm a dominant man. This is just who I am. I need my space. It's just what I, it's like, it's actually like fuckboy language. Like, he's a fuckboy who got married by accident, and now he's like trying to use the classic fuckboy things, but you're married, so it doesn't work as well. Like the classic thing, like, you're going too fast. I need my space. Well,
yeah,
got married,
but I love when like two fuckboys are talking about how hard life is, and then this is the answer. Well, I'll pray for you.
There's a snake around my ankle. So so now Cynthia's having the women tasting the wine. So they're all drinking the wine. They're all black-owned wines. And they're also getting a little drunk. And LaToya's talking about how she wants to hook Kenny up with someone, etc. Because she thinks that, like, you know, you can have fun while you're separated. And Drew's like, what? I mean, what vows did you take? You can't have fun. Like, what? You can't have fun while you're separated.
Yeah, I think I don't agree with her.
I don't agree either. I think that's the point.
Yeah, you're separated, then you can start dating.
Yeah.
Otherwise, then most of the people I know who are married for the second time have cheated.
Yeah.
I think that you're allowed to cheat. It's not cheating when you're separated, I don't think.
I think at the very least, you can say every couple can make their own parameters for what the separation will be. And so Drew's separation could be a different separation from LaToya's separation. I think that Drew is just a little feisty about it because she gets separated. Like she winds up in a separation situation like against her will. Like she like goes downstairs and finds out that she's separated.
Yeah, she thinks she's separated because she thinks her husband has left her a lot of times, but then he comes back.
Yeah, a lot of times she's like calling her husband for dinner, and then she realizes that he's gone. And so she's like, oh, I guess I'm separated now.
But LaToya's like, but I am separated, and I'm going to get a man. So, and she's like, well, that's not what separation is. And she goes, well, then tell me the definition of it. And she said, well, if you want to get married, then if you want to get a divorce. Like, if you want to date, get a divorce, you know? But until then, you're still married.
Yeah.
And well, Drew tells us, that girl's just not all the way there, okay? She's like, if you think that you're going to get separated and a man is going to wait a year for your ass, you've got another thing coming.
Yeah, but I didn't totally. Was that what LaToya was saying? Was LaToya saying that the guy's just going to wait around while she experiments? I think because Drew says that her definition is that like separated means I need space to see if I want to get a divorce or not, which is fine. It can be that too. I think that's, and I think that for some people, the dating around is actually part of that process. But she's sort of like, no, it's I need to actually just be separated and think about things. So it's kind of funny that she's the one saying that like a husband's not going to wait around a year, or was that LaToya? No, it was Drew who said a husband's not going to wait around a year.
Yeah, Drew said that because I think LaToya is saying she's separated, but she still likes her, she still loves her husband or something. Like she might still get back together with her husband.
Right, but it's also funny because I also don't see like someone wanting space and then. Like for like a year, and then the other partner being like, okay, I'm ready to come. Okay, you're done thinking. Okay, I'm ready to take you back. Like it'll be that easy, also.
Yeah, but maybe he left her because he served her the papers. Remember?
You know what? All these hypotheticals, I'm getting lost because it's like I can't remember like who's hypothetically separated.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It's just like a stupid argument. Like everyone can have their own.
Yeah, we'll hear about it 9 million times throughout the season, I'm sure. But for now, Drew tells them that she's always. What?
Where's Shamari when you need her? You know, she was. Why don't we hear from? This was Shamari's thing, right? That she had a threesome, and then it was like, oh no, Belle Biv DeVoe is mad.
Oh yeah, she was saying that she's like kind of bi or whatever. Yeah, she was sleeping around with a woman or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
So she basically tells him that she's always breaking up with her husband, and she's like, just the last week, I mean, we got in a fight and he went into his office to cool off, and then I went down to check on him and he was just gone. And you know, that's just like him. I mean, my husband's a runner. So he'll just...
Oh, yeah, that's fine. It's just, that's what he does. He's a runner. He just disappears for 3 days, leaving me in the lurch. Sure.
And we just scream divorce at each other all the time. And Kenny's like, well, I like respectful communication.
And Drew's, and she's like, yeah, I mean, we'll fight. And then, like, then we'll have a day where we're like, how did we get here? I mean, I love you. I mean, and then we can put aside and we can have productive conversations like, so how's your other family doing? Are they good? Great.
So Kenya gets up and goes to the ladies' room with Cynthia. Well, she says she's going, but they just go inside to have their own scene. And Kenya's like, well, what do you think of this bunch? And Cynthia likes Drew. And Kenya's like, well, I don't know. I mean... I don't know that she's going to get along with LaToya because LaToya said that she had a cat on her head and she met her wig. And I was like, don't do that. And this is how I said it.
Well, actually, Kenya said LaToya was talking about her having a cat. And then Cynthia goes, well, what's wrong with having a pet cat? Which for some reason cracked me up. Like Cynthia being like, what's wrong with a pet cat? I don't know why. I just feel like her like sudden extreme empathy for cat owners was like really amusing to me. And she's like, no, she's talking about her wig.
And Cynthia's like, yeah, Drew's relationship. I mean, that dynamic's interesting. She goes,
that reminds me of my own situation.
Oh, of course it does, Kenya. Of course it does. Please, Kenya, take the floor about your relationship. We're all dying to know. So she says that she's going to go ahead and file, but the best step is to file for custody first, and then she'll do a post-nup, and then after that, then she'll file.
Yeah.
But then on Watch What Happens Live, she's like, we're getting along great, and he's been the best. He's been a really good father.
It's never gonna
happen. Talking,
and
everything's been great. So it's like the typical Kenya cycle.
Yeah, know? Kenya is... It's actually very sad to me that, like, Kenya... It's very sad to me that Kenya feels that she has to stay in this situation, or that she has to like, oh, he's been great. He's coming around. He's not coming around. Okay. He's not coming around again, Carly Simon. He's not. He's a terrible person and you guys are bad for each other. And if you're fooling yourselves, if you're saying you're doing it for Brooklyn, because the more you two are together, the more damaged Brooklyn's going to be. And I'm saying it. It's my second hot take in the past 2 minutes. Okay.
So Cynthia's like, are you thinking that he's going to fuck you over with custody? And she's like, yeah, he'll do it just for shits and giggles.
And she's also snacking during this, which I really appreciate.
She's what?
She's like snacking during all this, which I really like. She just has stuff falling out of her mouth.
Oh, so Kenya's like, well, I think it's the path of least resistance you have to take with him, because he'll just live how we are with no progress. Like, he just doesn't want to do anything. And Cynthia's like, well, are you going to tell him? She's like, well, yeah, I'm going to tell him. I don't want to just file and jump out of the bushes like, hey, file.
Yeah. Oh, it's just headed toward disaster. So now we get like some little clips of fun things happening around town. We have Riley asking for her graduation cake and Candy telling her that she ate it all. We have Portia basically being like, why do you look so good? You're the only one who looks this good coming out of quarantine, to her sister. And then Kenya weighing herself and she's like, ugh. So I guess it's all about eating in this little montage.
Yeah, and then we go to Drew's house. So there's rose petals on the table and romantic music and candles, and Ralph is bringing Drew shots to do before their romantic dinner. And he's like, I've got a surprise for you, baby. And she's like, oh my God, I'm so nervous. And there's love balloons and roses. And Drew's like, well, our relationship can be quite acrobatic, and the chef Love has been hired for the night to make a lovely love meal, and everything's just going great for this sweet couple.
Let's have an extreme close-up of them eating strawberries. They're feeding each other chocolate-covered strawberries. I was like, no, stop it. So then they pray, they do a blessing, and everything is great. And what a wonderful relationship they have. Wow. You know, it almost makes you forget how he left for 3 days. So then he starts this whole fight. He goes, so now that we're 6 years in, tell me what you think is working and what's not, which is something I would never ask that on an anniversary. You know, anniversary, you say, you know, you rebrand it as, you know, we've had a lot of ups and downs, but we're here, baby. We made it. Look at this. Let's have sex. Like, that's how you do it. Not like a focus group of what's wrong or not. And then when you get the bad feedback, you then yell at your wife.
And then it already started as a fight because he's like, cheers. And she goes, yeah, cheers to 6 years. And for the seventh, having our wedding. And he's like, wedding? What do you mean wedding? She goes, well, we have to have something to look forward to. And he's like, no wedding. So they're already mad. So now they're going to talk about what worked. And she's like, is this a safe zone? Because, you know, when we went to marriage counseling, we did a recipe for marriage. And I was like, was Chef Love your therapist?
I know.
Is Chef Love an actual character in this show now?
I hope it was Anne Burrell. She's like, okay, now we are making marriage. Okay, and what do we hike in marriage? Transparency. You put a big dash of transparency. Great.
Yeah, she's like, one important ingredient in our recipe for love was transparency, and that's not an ingredient you put into our love. First of all, get a new therapist, because this is not fucking working.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, please stop getting therapy at a deli. So, so Drew's like,
you know what you two need? Ciabatta.
You guys need some sides. Unfortunately, there are too many sides with this meal. You guys really need to focus on the entree. So
you can have potato salads or you could have French fries. You can't have both. So what's it going to be, guys?
So Drew is, she's telling him, like, so you feel comfortable leaving and not telling me that you're leaving. And he's like, well, I think I'm a very outspoken person, which I don't know how that is a response to that. But she goes, so, They start to argue, basically. And she's trying, at first she's like, I'm trying not to speak over you. I just want to make sure
really? Because you talk over me all the time. Really? You talk over me all the time.
So then she's basically like, listen, when you go for a trip, do you feel like it's important to tell your wife you're leaving and where you're going? And so then he pulls out this bullshit. He goes, well, you don't understand men and how we work, especially black men. If I leave at spur of the moment, it's because I need to get away and I'm making the best decision that I need to make at that moment. Staying is worse than leaving. I'm like, that has nothing to do with being a man, okay? I'm not going to speak to what it has to do with being a black man because I'm not a black man, but it has nothing to do with being a man, okay? Like, you can give an update. You can say, oh, hey, I need to go to the beach for 3 days. I'm not saying that's good, but at least you can like make sure your partner in crime is not worried that you've died.
Well, yeah, I mean, if it's the heat of the moment and you have to leave so you don't, you know, get too heated and you go for a run or something, that's one thing.
Yeah, go for a run, go to the gym, go hang out with Mark Daly.
If you have to leave and then you leave for 3 days and go to Tampa, that's not great.
If you have to cross a state line and you haven't told your wife, your partner, whoever it is that's important into your life, that's a problem. That is not, you put the wrong ingredient into your soup. Ann Burrell is going to get mad at you, okay? You are on Worst Cooks in America right now.
So she's like, well, look, I mean, you asked me. You're getting all mad at me, but you asked, and that's the answer. You know, I knew this was a setup, and I'm not asking much from you. You left. You didn't take my calls. You didn't text me. And he goes, oh, I didn't? Check your messages then. Check your messages.
Yeah. He's also doing this bullshit where he said he has so much pressure on his shoulders because he's the first generation where he's trying to create a true legacy. As if, like, that's not something that, like, millions and millions of other men and women have on their shoulders. Okay. People can deal with the pressure of trying to create a legacy and not leave their loved ones high and dry.
Yeah. So he's gaslighting because he's like, yeah. Oh, I didn't check your messages. Yes, I did text you. And so she's like, well, what planet do you live on that you can leave and not tell your wife where you went? Like, where were you? And he goes, I told you I was at the ocean. And she goes, in Georgia? Did you leave Georgia? And he goes, absolutely, I did. She goes, well, if you don't feel the need to tell me where you went, then I guess we could just end the conversation.
Yeah. And he's like, well, me telling you where I am, what does that solve? What does that solve? What does that solve? And that's like his whole thing, which is where his real gaslighting comes from, because it's not, because it's like, it doesn't, I'll tell you what it solves. It means that you are giving transparency. You're like, the whole thing was, you were told by the counselors that you need to be more transparent because it'll make her feel like she can trust you. And if she can trust you, then there's like a foundation of who knows what, you know? So the fact that he's like, doesn't see how him just simply saying that he went to Tampa is like the transparency that was prescribed for them is like so frustrating.
And she's like, my mom's here helping us and she's seeing you act like this. I mean, all you have to do is say, I'm going, you know, it's not like I'm going to call you over and over again, nagging you. Where were you? And he's like, Tampa. She goes, oh, Tampa. Okay. Yeah. How does that help? She's like, well, if you said Tampa, then it would help because I would know that you were in Tampa. And he's like, yeah, it has nothing to do with you.
Here's how it would also help, by the way. It doesn't help now, maybe, because he's back. But like at the time, it would have helped because she might be thinking he's dead or like he's left me or who knows where. But like her mind probably went in many different directions. So him just even saying Tampa, which probably would open up a whole other can of worms because that's what Tampa usually does in general. But like him just even saying that.
Tampa is a can of worms.
It's a can of worms. But like she, it would.
That's what's opened when you open a can of worms. It's like all the shit that goes down in Tampa.
Yeah. Okay? But that being said, like you could at least like have the courtesy to give the woman that you love like some peace of mind that like, okay, now I can start to piece this together. Like it's just, it was so obnoxious that, and the fact that he kept saying,
oh, well,
how
wait,
does this help?
Because it gets better. It gets better. So she goes, okay, so that's the first thing. So second, do you have a camera in the house that you watch us, that you spy us? Were you watching us? Because I didn't know there was a camera there and you were watching us and now you're lying about it. Cause he's like, no, there's no camera. What?
He has a camera. And by the way, she also makes a really good point, which is, I don't know why you have to drive past four beaches just to get to the ocean. Like, why does he have to go all the way to Tampa to get to the ocean? Like, what? Like, there's, like, many ocean opportunities if that's what you really, really need. And he clearly does not need that. That was obviously a line of bullshit. Like, clearly there's something going on with Tampa, right? So, yeah. So now he has a camera on them. And she says, well, Ralph has always been Big Brother. And she says that she found a pic on his phone where she was sleeping and her mom was on the couch and the kids were in the background. And she's like, you knew where I was, but I don't know where you were. Do you know how lopsided that is? It is so fucked up.
Do you want to make it another 6 years? Because if you do, you have to stop with these stupid issues. Putting a secret camera in the house is not a stupid issue, you fucking psychopath.
Yeah, and exactly.
That's crazy.
And it is beyond lopsided that he monitors them and yet does not allow any information. I mean, he clearly has another family. Let's just put it out there right now. He clearly has another family.
Well, he's fucking crazy. And so he's like, you don't have a picture. There's no picture on my phone. Show me then. Show me the picture. You never saw a picture.
And he starts calling her foolish. He starts saying that this is real gaslighting. He's like, you have to stop with these stupid issues. You know, this right here has nothing to do with anything that's going to move us forward. And until you get your head out of the clouds, you're not going to be able to get nowhere. That's for me or anywhere else. I'm like, what? She has completely valid issues. It's actually shocking that she's staying with you.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, this whole thing. So she gets up. She finally gets up because he's, of course, deleted the picture from his phone. And yeah. He's just calling her crazy like she never saw it. And she's like, okay, so now you're just going to lie. So were you watching us or not? And he's like, I don't see it. Do you see it? Do you see it? Do you see a picture? And so finally she just leaves and goes into her bedroom with her mom and starts crying. And she's like, oh, my God, he's embarrassing me. And this is ridiculous. I'm done. I am done.
Well, I hope she's done because this guy is a real douchebag. And I felt personally offended because he was really hot. And I was like, he seems so hot and cute and nice. And then I was like, no, you're a douchebag. And I felt lied to. But I mean, it's crazy. You don't just like walk. I'm sorry. You do not walk out on your family for 3 days and not tell them where you are. And even though he was saying he was accessible and responding to texts, the fact that he's being so elusive is so shady and wrong. And if anyone out there does that to their family, you should be ashamed of yourself. You should not do that.
Yeah, rethink your ways. Well, that brings us to the end of another Real Housewives of Atlanta, everybody. We will be back tomorrow with a little Real Housewives of Orange County.
Oh, okay. We also have Below Deck, too.
Yeah. So, everybody, thanks so much for being here. We will talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie.
Higher than high res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
He makes us squee. Richie D.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
The Bay Area betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy, cease and desisto.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Erica, 500 days of summers.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.